I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Three scoops a day with Alan, Mike, and Mary, and it's 8:27 and time for our local scoop, which is brought to us by Thomaston Savings Bank. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And Hartford Healthcare Cancer Institute at Hartford Hospital and Light 100.5 WRCH have teamed up for 22 years with our Night of Light Laughter. And unfortunately, with the pandemic, there is no in-person or virtual event this year, but we're still remembering and still celebrating survivorship. Every Monday, we revisit with stars of past Night of Light Laughter, like Jay Leno and Lily Tomlin. And every Friday, we have equal celebrities. We welcome different doctors to talk about different areas of discipline with breast cancer. Dr. Niamh Wilson, fellowship-trained breast surgeon and director of surgical quality and research for Hartford Healthcare Cancer Institute, joins me this morning. Good morning, Dr. Wilson.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to have you here. You know, it's important that we talk about mammograms. It's important that we talk about self-exams. And if you do get to a point where there is something that is found and you have a biopsy and you have a conversation with an oncologist, then you would be the next step. You would be the person to talk to about the options, correct?
Yes, that's absolutely right. So typically when someone gets diagnosed with a breast cancer, the breast surgeon is usually the first stop for the patient, and so the patients will come in to see one of us, and we'll go through all of the various treatment options. I always touch on, you know, the other forms of treatment as well, not just surgery, because the treatment for breast cancer is really multimodal. You know, there's a combination of surgery. There's sometimes chemotherapy, but not always. Mm-hmm. Sometimes radiation, sometimes other medications. But yes, you're absolutely right that when someone gets diagnosed with a breast cancer, the very next step usually is sitting down with a breast surgical oncologist like myself to review all the options, because there are always options.
And I imagine that it's always evolving with the medical field. I mean, my grandmother had breast cancer years and years ago, and it must be completely different, the options now.
Absolutely. You know, back in the 70s and 60s, sometimes a woman would literally go to sleep during an operation and wake up without a breast, because that was what was done. And mastectomy was done, which is that's the removal of the entire breast. That was done routinely, 40, 50 years ago. We've really moved away from that. And so, there was many studies that showed that if you just remove the lump and then you can have radiation to that breast, the outcomes are essentially equivalent. So we have been definitely moving towards minimally invasive, less invasive surgeries over time.
And that means such a quicker recovery, and it's so good for the patient to have that kind of thing. Now, you're also involved in surgical quality and research, so you're getting a lot of feedback from your patients, and this helps you to make the procedures better?
Absolutely. So I was brought in as the director of surgical research and quality for the breast cancer program to really look at the system as a whole, and to evaluate the standards of care that we're providing, which, you know, we link with Memorial Sloan Kettering and adhere to their guidelines as well. So we are very closely linked with MSK to provide the same level of quality, but just don't, you know, without the drive into Manhattan. And so we, what I do in my role is I evaluate whatever breast cancer surgery clinical trials are available and bring them here to Connecticut. I also review the surgical quality that's being delivered across the system at each of our locations to make sure that we are really delivering the highest level of quality to our patients across multiple fields like, you know, medical oncology, radiation, pathology, surgery, to really, you know, get the best possible outcomes for our patients.
Dr. Niamh Wilson, fellowship-trained breast surgeon and director of surgical quality and research for the Hartford Healthcare Cancer Institute at Hartford Hospital, is our guest. If someone gets the diagnosis of breast cancer, if someone is terrified, and what's the one message that you would like to pass on to her right now, Dr. Wilson?
I would say that the best message, the strongest message I can send to that woman is that breast cancer is extremely treatable, especially when it's caught in early stages, but even if it's progressed to the point where you can feel a lump, it is always treatable. There are always options. There's always different ways that we can handle the situation, and that all hope is not lost. We have so many different ways that we can treat the breast cancer and the patient as well, because it's really a holistic approach. We don't just treat the cancer. We have to treat the patient as well and look at that person as a whole, and that, you know, coming in is the biggest step, and once you're through our doors, we will take care of you.
Well, we appreciate that. We appreciate the message of hope and your time this morning. Dr. Wilson, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.